Folks, and welcome to episode 163 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, coming to you live on Thursday, November 29th, 2012, from the Glen Island Casino in New Rochelle. I'm Uncle Michael, and I'll be your host for the next 60 minutes, as I am every Thursday evening at 8:30 Central Time, weather and authorities permitting. For those of you with plans to tune in late, have no fear. There will be a rebroadcast of tonight's show immediately following the live program.
Put savings in your shopping cart
at Hinky Dinky Supermart. 'Cause every day's a special day. Every day's a special day. Every day's a special day
at Hinky Dinky.
Where else?
How y'all doing? It's Beer 30.
There's just one Schlitz. Yeah, yeah. Nothing else comes near. When you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer. If you like it light with a big taste too, there's only one brew that will do. When you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer. Real gusto in the great light beer Schlitz.
How's everybody doing? We took a week off last week. It was the holiday. I just checked my refrigerator. It's not gone. It's still in there. I think after a week, it's time to pitch whatever's left, or else it's going to give John Lennon a bit of trouble.
Get to
Salmonella ain't no fun, John. Put that cold turkey in the trash right now. I got some advice for the President of the United States. If you can get Mitch McConnell and John Boehner right up, back them up right up to the fiscal cliff, just keep on pushing.
Keep on pushing. Keep on pushing.
I've got to keep on pushing. Mm-hmm. I can't stop now. Move up a little higher. Some way or somehow. Cause I've got my strength, and it don't make sense not to keep on pushing. Now maybe someday, I'll reach that higher goal. I know I can make it with just a little bit of soul. Cause I've got my strength, and it don't make sense not to keep on pushing. Now look a look, look a look, a look a yonder. What's that I see? A great big stone wall stands there ahead of me. But I've got my pride, and I'm moving on aside and keep on.
Oh, that is The Impressions. That's Jerry Butler. That's Curtis Mayfield and a couple of other guys. We do have a couple of passings we need to talk about today. Just a couple days ago, what's today? Today's the 29th, right? So it was on the 27th, 2 days ago, we lost Mickey Baker. Who's Mickey Baker? One of the most influential guitar players in the history of rhythm and blues and rock and roll. Best known for this single, with his one-time woman, but long-time recording partner, Sylvia Robinson. This is Mickey and Sylvia. Sylvia had quite a career, too.
Thank you. boy.
Come here, lover boy.
And if he doesn't answer?
Oh, lover boy.
And if he still doesn't answer?
I simply say, baby, oh, baby, my sweet baby, you're the one. Baby, oh, baby, my sweet baby, you're the one.
That's the Squires and an unreleased track from the, actually about 1964 or 65. Who are the Squires? Well, the lead vocalist and the author of that song was none other than Mr. Neil Young. Neil would rewrite and re-record that song later on the Zuma album, but that was his little rock combo well before Buffalo Springfield even. Isn't that interesting? Right now, this is a fella named Billy Mize.
Some wealthy ones like you laugh down on the common folk like me and making bets to what degree of fool we are. From your rose-colored windows, you see yourself above us, standing in the mud and gazing at the stars. But the rich and poor have in common the common cold, the heartburn, and the heartache, and put our pants on just the same. Now your wealth don't make you better, babe, 'cause I can tread water, babe, as long as you think you can make it rain. While you got your raisin girl in your diamond-studded world, I got pulled up on the hungry side of town. Cut my teeth on bacon rind, and ain't no hide as thick as mine, but it might be fun a while to be your clown. So get your whip and do your thing, and I'll run around the ring riding a white horse wearing armor too. But I don't easy blister, babe, and I'll be your court jester, babe, but don't think you won't pay the fiddler too. Back when you put your hand in mine, it was a shocking thing to find the water hot, the current strong, deep and wet. You had me struggling for time, dangling on your line. Oh, but never fear, this fish will never swim. While you playing with my mind, I'll be playing with your money, honey, as long as your account can stand the drain. I'll fan the flame and make it hotter, cause I think I can walk on water, long as you can make it rain. I think if I hang around a while, study your style, I'll come out a whole lot wiser, man, at least. Cause the last time anyone as grand as you appeared, they looked around, found a brand new star up in the east. Hey, but I don't see no halo, just a little girl with a lot of gold, wanting one more drinky for your golden chain. Well, you got a hot one hanging, kid, don't let them say you never did your best. Be my guest, make it rain. Oh, make it rain.
That's Billy Mize and Make It Rain. And, you know, we lost another one this week. Back on Sunday, at the age of 87, was it 87? No, 75, I think. I think Mickey Baker was 87, in fact. I'm getting my dead guys confused. Back on Sunday, a retired public school custodian named Earl Carroll passed away. Earl Carroll had a nickname. His nickname was Speedo, but you can call him Mr. Earl. No, we're not going to hear that. He was the lead vocalist with the Cadillacs. Right now, this is the Cadillacs.
Gloria. Gloria.
Thanks for the memories, Earl. Right now, this is a little Johnny Burnett post rock and roll trio.
The
open it up, go ahead. Oh, that's almost swell, I said. I kissed her on the cheek and then began to read the note with it. So I took them out. Clown shoes, so what's it all about? Oh no, not clown shoes. They mean I'm in for some mighty bad news. She laughed at me and called. And all my friends, they did the same. Thought she was sweet and swell. And look how hard I fell. And now I know I was wrong. So I'll go and put my clown shoes on. Put my clown shoes on. So I go and put my clown shoes on.
I guess if your baby gives you clown shoes, you can't really take that as a good sign. Right now, this is a little Santa Esmeralda. That's Santa Esmeralda with their cover of The Animals' Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood. Right now, we've got some old business and some new business to attend to.
WCFL, Chicago.
We got back-to-back WCFL 4040s to attend to because we weren't here last week. Last week, the number 40 song in the greater Chicago area on the Big Ten Super CFL Music Survey, 40 years ago last week, this one by the Doobies. Listening to the music. I got quite a crowd in the chat room tonight. I'm really, really enjoying that. You know, what about this week, you might well ask? Well, I got that cover too.
Chicago.
40 years ago for this upcoming week on the Big Ten Super CFL Music Survey in the greater Chicago area, this one was number 40, Donna Fargo.
When the road I walk seems all uphill, and the colors in my rainbow turn blue, you kiss the tears away, you smile at me and say, funny face,
funny face,
I love you.
Yes.
Funny face, I love you. Funny face, I need you. These are the sweetest words I've ever heard. Funny face, don't leave me. Funny face, I sometimes do, and I say those mean things that we know are not true. You forgive my childish way, you hold me close and say, funny face,
funny face,
I love you.
Were you a funny face kid or were you a Kool-Aid kid? I don't know about you. I was, in fact, the funny face kid.
Now, another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known. Well, in our last very exciting episode, the wonderful white-winged weekend warrior, en route to becoming the first man to fly the Atlantic, paused briefly in his trip to call upon a transatlantic jet airliner, also soaring high in the sky.
Hello? Anybody in there?
Indeed there is. For as the winged warrior patiently waits for an answer at the door of the sleek jet aircraft...
Aren't you going to tell him what I'm wearing?
Oh, the feathered fighter is wearing a full-length yellow raincoat with matching hood. Inside the transatlantic airborne aircraft...
This is your captain speaking.
Captain, you're making a mistake.
Please do not panic.
Captain, if you tell the passengers we're under attack by a yellow raincoat bird, there will be nothing but panic.
Miss Marmol, there will be no panic aboard this ship.
There will be.
There will not be. I will speak to them calmly. The strength and security inherent in my voice will prevent panic.
All right.
This is your captain speaking. My name, Milton C. Mingle. No, please do not. Nothing to fear. I'm with you.
Captain, you're making a grievous error that will haunt you to your dying day.
Now hear this.
Captain.
It would appear that on the surface, a yellow raincoat bird scout has attached itself to this plane.
Good
yes,
job.
There's no reason.
All right, this
Milton Mingle here.
Meanwhile, outside the aircraft.
Hey, you want to open up in there? Thank you.
Yes, may I help you?
Yes, I wonder if I could step in for a few minutes.
You have a ticket?
No, I don't, but I have several credit cards
what?
Here. I said, listen, could I just step in for a second?
Well, I don't know.
It's really very taxing for me to keep up with your great speed.
Oh, all right. Come on in.
Thank you. Boy.
You're really not permitted to take on extra passengers in mid-flight.
Oh, I don't want a passenger.
You don't?
Oh, no. I just want to use your...
What?
I just want to...
Yes?
Could I get my canteen refilled?
I'll have to check with the captain.
Well... Will the captain permit Chicken Man to fill his canteen? And speaking of the captain, it would appear he has regained his composure and is all right, except for that name. Be listening tomorrow for another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
Extra, extra, extra.
extra good news. The makers of Jell-O have discovered a way to give you rich, luscious chocolate pudding far more easily and far more economically than ever before. With the new Jell-O chocolate pudding powder, you can make old-fashioned pudding, smooth, creamy, and chocolatey, just like the ones grandmother used to make back in the good old days. Now you can have them again, and this is all you have to do. Just combine the contents of a package of Jell-O chocolate pudding with some milk in the top of your double boiler, letting it cook until it becomes smooth and thick. When the mixture has cooled, serve it in sherbet glasses. You'll have enough for 6 helpings, and that means 6 happy people. Jell-O chocolate pudding is so simple, so inexpensive, and so downright delicious that you mustn't delay trying it. Ask your grocer for Jell-O chocolate pudding, and if he hasn't put it in stock yet, be sure he orders it for you. Remember the name, Jell-O chocolate pudding.
I know that anytime I'm having any instant pudding, I gotta top it with a little instant whip. Right now, the Tremolos. Instant whip, that was the Tremolos. Right now, let's get into a little vinyl because it's about time we did. That is the Mamas and the Papas and their version of Do You Want to Dance with a Denny Doherty lead vocal. Big fan of Denny's. He didn't get enough attention in that band. It was, if it weren't for him and Cass, there'd be no Mamas, there'd be no Papas. They were the vocalists. They were the ones that really could lay it down. Right now, a little Kitty Wells for y'all. I'm so happy to see y'all in the chat room.
This truck stop. I keep the jukebox playing and the coffee hot. Temptations everywhere, but I must stand. I'm in love with my big truck driving man. I keep looking out the window, he's on my mind.
our pinball king. Cause he knows how to beat that old machine. He's saving money to buy me a wedding band. Oh, how I love my big truck driving man. I'll ask him if he feels the way I do.
That's Miss Kitty Wells and Big Truck Driving Man. Right now, it's cold. It's cold down here in this basement. Let me tell you, I could use a big steaming cup of hot chocolate. Haven't got one. Gonna have to settle for the band.
Yeah.
Heaven is in the back seat of my Cadillac. Hot chocolate right now. Some jellyfish going out to all of you from Mr. Tim Elliott. He wanted to hear some, so he gave me some to plate for you.
I don't believe you, 'cause I've been lied to. Girl, you know you've done me wrong.
I see it in your face.
I can't take much more of this.
Gonna put you in your place.
Telling lies won't get you far. One more chance, and all I want from you is truth.
I don't believe you, 'cause I've been lied to. I don't believe you, 'cause I've been lied to.
Forget about your credit card
and all your fancy clothes.
Forget about those rings and things
and powder for your nose.
I won't take that much from you to keep me satisfied. But you won't see my face no more if you don't stop telling lies.
I don't believe you, 'cause I've been lying.
You better make up your mind. If you look into these lonely eyes,
the truth is what you'll find.
It wouldn't take that much from you to keep me satisfied. But next time that you do me wrong, I'll be kissing you goodbye. I love you, girl, that much is true. The truth is staring back at you, but you always.
Hey, don't get me wrong. I got nothing to say bad about Ringo. Let's just say, if you can write a song that sounds like that, if you can put it over that well in your demo, there are a lot of advantages to having an ex-Beatle, even Ringo, record it. But having the song get better ain't gonna be one of them. After that happy, peppy number, there's only one thing left to do to you, and that's to bring it all the way down to opening a vein level. We're gonna listen to a little Chris Rea right now as we get to the end of the program. Where does the hour go?
And years, the pains are sad.
same. He knocked your crown and ran away. First wound of pride, and how you cried and cried will save your tears. You got here.
But alas, you're not a fool. It is, in fact, over. We've come to an end of another broadcast here on Hinky Dinky Time Radio. I am so glad you could be here with me. We do this every week on Thursday at 8:30 Central Time. You can look up on the Googles and find out what time that is where you are, if you are not in Central Time. And if you're looking for something to do on Thursday nights, I'm almost always here for you. Right now, we're going to wrap things up as we always do on the program with a reminder that there will be an audio rebroadcast immediately after the live video audio feed comes to an end. And then Johnny helps me say goodnight. Good night.
It was on a sweet Thursday, Monday, Wednesday all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last, and you were there with love to spare, making it a sweet Thursday, not like any other day I'd known, giving me a dream to call my own, a dream that you are sharing too. People meet by some design, prearranged by laws divine, yet who is there who can define just what mystic fate combined to make you mine?